This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There's an amazing scene in a movie you might have seen back in 1996 called Marvin's Room. Do you remember the movie? Bessie was played by the actress Diane Keaton, who was caring for her ill father and her aunt for about 20 years. And she'd learned that she has leukemia, tragically, and she receives a visit from her sister, Lee. They were estranged. They weren't getting on very well. And Lee, her sister, was played by Meryl Streep. So here you have the scene in the movie Marvin's Room, and Bessie says to Lee, "I've been lucky to have had so much love in my life." And Lee says, yes, her father and her aunt, they really do love her. And Bessie seems to be taken back by that comment because her sister doesn't quite get it. Bessie doesn't mean she's lucky to be loved. She means she's lucky to have had so much love to give others. You see, she didn't quite understand. So loving others, it's a tremendous subject. It's got so much to commend itself. Maybe when you were in primary school as a little kid, your teacher said, look at the sun. It rises each day and shines above us. It gives us a light, energy, and helps the plants to grow and produce oxygen for us to breathe. It gives without getting anything back in return, and yet it never runs out of sunshine. Maybe you remember that. I mean, it's a simple story, but here it is. The sun never runs out of sunshine. But do we really continue to give love? And as we get older, we think, well, hang on, I deserve something here. I deserve to be looked after. Number one, that's me. But true love is really like that sunshine. It never runs out. So here we have those two actors in the movie Marvin's Room talking about being lucky to love. It's an amazing perspective. I want to talk about this again tomorrow. How is it possible to really love another person? And that's a big topic. This can be extremely difficult. A common phrase to refer to those people that we find it difficult to love or like, we say extra grace is required. In other words, yes, we need something extra to get on with that person. Even people that we really genuinely like can be difficult to love. They get on our nerves and seems unpredictable there. Another reason it can be difficult for us to love others is that we sometimes misunderstand what true love is. We tend to think of love as primarily an emotional response, and the problem is we can't always control the emotions. We can control what we do because of the emotions, but sometimes things get in the way. But the kind of love that God calls us to have for others is what's called the agape love. That's A-G-A-P-E, agape love, the essence of which is sacrifice. God's love is all about agape love, the kind of love that sent Jesus to die for us on the cross. So loving others is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, because we're all human. And in this difficulty, we come to appreciate this quality of God's love. That's why in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13 is often quoted and read at weddings where the couple are seen to be in love. And the Apostle Paul said, love is kind and patient, never jealous or boastful, proud or rude. Love is not selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. A Christian pastor wrote or received a note from a friend who said, life is so good when God is at the center. Problems turn into solutions, fear turns into hope, anger turns into love. And this person said, I'm free in God. It's the best place to be. I've learned to take risks, face challenges. I don't take any credit for this. It's to God be the glory. God never lets go. He took me from a bitter, unhappy, depressed alcoholic, he said, and gave me the wings of eagles to soar to heights that I never dreamed were possible, because God has given me his words to share with other alcoholics, he said. God has helped me. He's restored my family. He's filled me with his love and his joy. That's an amazing testimony, isn't it, to what God can do, how God's love can actually do something really good. I want to take this a bit further tomorrow. Lord, sometimes we envy people who don't seem to have a care in the world. They seem to be content to come and go each day. They don't really care about others. Help me to realize, Lord, it's you who gives me the strength for each day. Guide me today, Lord. I ask in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.